Yeah, that and then eating like the lip smackers, like basically, and those tubes of the root beer lip balm.
You put them on your lips and they just lick them off.
I swear I ate a whole tube of that. There was a Dr. Pepper one and a root beer one. And I swear I ate the whole tube. I remember sitting in my room just eating it.
I'd kiss my own self.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I'll get us in since you're sucking on a cough drop. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 123 Designer Cornbread. We're so glad you're here. We just love it. This time every week, we just get to come hang out with each other and then hang out with y'all. And it's just great. It's just a blessing.
A blessing.
It's a blessing.
So,
what's going on, Watermelon?
Well, we've had an eventful kind of week, but I mean, I think the first and foremost thing we need to talk about is the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Let's get in it. Let's get in it. Yes.
Which was not very eventful.
No, it was wild how crazy and boring it was. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. I was rooting for Philly. I told it all day long. I was rooting for them. So I'm happy.
You're from Missouri.
I know. And again, I've tried to be a Chiefs fan and they're great. I mean, they're really good. So this is not really any shade on them. I think part of it too is like growing up again, everything goes back to my childhood and my mental formation. The Chiefs, they were in AFC. We had the big red Cardinals football. Okay. Cardinal baseball, and we had Cardinal football, and why we let Arizona take the Cardinal
insignia. Yeah.
Like, they could have changed the name, but now there's the Cardinal. Anyway, that butters my biscuits. But anyway, so we had them, and then we had the Rams. You know, we got the Rams, and, you know, Kurt Warner, we won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But my point is, we were NFC, so I'm just not an AFC
right.
Yeah. Like, I just didn't ever connect with the Chiefs. Like, they were over there. Again, I really tried because I'm like, okay, this is our Missouri team now. And I don't wish them ill, you know, but I can't get over that ketchup and mustard outfit. I just can't get over it. I just can't sorry. I can't get over it. So
enjoyed. Now, y'all may hate me, and that's okay.
All right.
They threw Taylor Swift up on the Jumbotron.
I knew you would love that moment.
Not food.
I know.
It was the best part of the Super Bowl. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there was a lot of extra, like, you know, stuff to think about.
Here's what I'm going to talk about. And I don't know if you saw the pre-show. So
I did see I saw a lot of it.
The game was what it was. I mean, it was just a blowout. It was terrible for me because I was rooting for the Chiefs.
Sorry. Yeah. So was Tim. It was a little bit of a moment. It was the most, bizarre.
Yes. They've not played like that.
Like that you said, they didn't, I think he had five sacks and all kinds of turnover, two interceptions. Like those are the first interceptions he's like ever. Anyway, it was nuts, but I was a happy girl. Cause I'm just over it.
So the pregame show is what I really want to talk about.
Okay.
That was so New Orleans. I mean,
I really enjoyed it.
I mean, it was, the color was all splashy and, I mean, just all the ragtime and everything about
bands.
It. Just the marching bands, the
Harry Connick. I mean, come on. Yeah. You got me at Harry Connick. But anyway, no, I agree. I wasn't prepared for like the pre, like I didn't really know. Tim had turned it on luckily, and then he ran to get us a pizza for our Super Bowl time, and so I was watching it, and I started when like Brad Pitt did that whole I don't know what it is, what you know, what do you call them, it's a pregame part of the show and talking, but I you know, I didn't mind that. It was very America is like, wow, we're a great country. Be happy that we have a great country. With all of our ups and downs, it was good. It left you feeling good about America.
It was just very New Orleans. You know, it was very, and just very, very good. Yeah. Lauren Daigle.
Yes. She did a beautiful job.
Yeah.
I thought too. I love how they put their flair on it.
The national anthem, you know, when he put his whole, flair on it. That's a good word.
He sure did.
You know, it was very New Orleans. Very. And it was very good. I thought it was very tastefully, you know, changed, I guess, is the...
Changed? What do you mean tastefully changed? It wasn't a different version. Yeah, I got you.
Version.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still the national anthem, and it still had, you know, pretty much the sound of the national anthem.
Yeah.
But there was just a little New Orleans twist in the music to it.
And for those that didn't watch, it was John Batiste that did he played the piano and did the anthem, and he did a fine job. I had no complaints. I'm like you. I enjoyed the whole kind of.
I wasn't a fan of the halftime program, but I think I'm too old and too white.
truer words have never been said. I know. And you know what?
I saw a lot of people on Facebook, you know, but that's kind of your older generation.
Listen, I was going to say, Kendrick Lamar, is that his name?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm very proud because I've heard of him. I'm very proud because I've heard of him, but I don't know. And all I know is he's in a big fight with Drake. So I know nothing about his music or him really. Tim did mention we're starting the game, and when it was coming up to, he's like, I don't know what he's going to sing because his songs are all like maybe need to be bleeped. And so he's like, I don't know what he's going
to
sing. So
there was, to my knowledge, there was no profanity in it, but if there was, I couldn't have understood it anyway.
I couldn't understand. And you know, I didn't mind it. I'll be honest. It wasn't my, because I don't know his music. Okay. It wasn't like 100%. And I think the demographic for it is like you said, it's skewed very young. And the very Super Bowl young. Is a big...
But it was very... I mean, the whole thing was... Dun, 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 dun. I mean, it was just not a lot of, you know.
I know. But I also... Like, I was kind of watching. I was looking down and doing something else. But then I'd look up and, number one, I didn't see no hoochies. I didn't see no hoo-hoos, no
there
crotches.
Was no wardrobe malfunction.
There was no explicit, any bodily anything. And the dancing was very cool. The American flag thing when they, seemed like it was trying to be patriotic. Like, I don't know. The dancers were very cool and how they choreographed it and how everything moved around. It seemed like it was really nicely done. It didn't have a lot of, it was kind of one note in that sense of like, it all looked the same through the whole thing, but it didn't bother me. I was like, okay, I probably don't get this. This probably didn't really,
I was ready to turn it off
up my alley.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad and it didn't bother me. So there you go. Look at us growing. Mm-hmm.
I'm not growing. I was ready to turn it off. You can grow. You're growing.
I'm growing.
I'm out.
So, I can do a little rap. I'm not going to lie. I can do a little. Anyway, so that was good. I'm trying to think of anything else. I don't think anything else really with it. Unfortunately, the game was really not. Tim and I were like, oh, it'll be a good game. Let's just have it be a good game. And, you know, of course, it kind of wasn't. But that's okay. It's an event. So
I have some news I want to talk about a little bit. And I never called you on this, but we had a very good friend. I know, I'm sorry. We had a very good friend pass away this week. Mr. Bill Williams, who is
really
one of our, went to a camp with his sons, two of his sons. And, but they have a cabin down here on the lake where I live. And so we got to be good friends at camp. And then they've just welcomed us, you know, to their cabin and let us use it whenever we want to. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. But Mr. Bill had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And he was my Garrison Keillor. We would always share Garrison Keillor stories. We both loved Gary, loved Garrison. Yeah. And that was the first time we went to dinner with he and his wife. And this was years and years ago. And I remember this is when he first told me that he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And it wasn't bad at that point, but his dad had it. He knew he was going to get it. I mean, it's just...
Oh, Pete, you're talking about the younger... Okay, I'm with you now.
Pete's dad, Mr. Beal.
Right, told you that he had Alzheimer's. Okay,
yeah. Right.
Sorry.
And so I remember that conversation, but never really saw it, within a few years after that. Mm-hmm. But the first time that I realized... Or this is, my first time that I went, okay, his mind's going now, it was Garrison Keillor's last performance, his final performance, there was so much hype about it and all that. And so we were down at the lake right after that. And I said, Mr. Beal, did you hear Garrison Keillor's last performance? I could tell he was faking it when he was trying to talk to me about it. I had no idea what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And that was sad. I mean, it was such, but he still knew me, still knew.
Right. It was enough that he could fake it. Like he could kind of try to. Yeah. Yeah.
But but this is my favorite Mr. Beal story. And this is when y'all, if you have people in your family who their minds are starting to go, y'all, you've got to laugh at it. I mean, you've just got to. My grandmother always said, you can laugh about it or you can cry about it, and crying's not going to do you any good. Yeah. And there's all the frustration that comes with it.
Yeah, it's legit tough and hard and sad.
It is. But Mr. Beal, y'all, Sunday school teacher, he was a president of a bank for, all of his life, I guess. Mm-hmm. So just a wonderful, stellar man. But when that brain starts happening. Oh. And so we're down at the lake and he's sitting on the swing and his wife is in a chair beside him. And we've been on the lake and I start walking up, to where they're sitting, and Pete, his son, is behind me. And I walk up and I sit down on the swing, and Mr. Beal looks at me and says, "Nice boobs." Well,
remember you telling that story? I mean, it's like,
In a million years would that man have ever said that. I mean, never said
that. Anyone, let alone. Well,
right. So,
oh, goodness.
His wife, Miss Nanette, she about fell out of her chair. And Pete was about to die. And I'm just like, I said, well, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Beal.
Oh, you guys. And then Nanette was like, "Bill, you can't say that. It was hilarious to me." Oh, and then they called me later, and they're apologizing. They're falling over. And I'm like,
and that's
"Look,
so hard because the family, it does. Yeah. It affects you and the person doesn't know. But as the family, you got to kind of release a little bit of.
Look, and this was years ago. So I said, "Look, guys," I said, "I'm 50 years old. I will take whatever compliment I can get."
Yeah. If someone wants to say I got nice boobs, I'm good to go.
It's like, I promise you, this is not a Me Too moment. I mean, this is
No.
But that was just priceless. And, because their lobes start,
No, they just say it's a little bit more just whatever, the filter goes away.
Yeah.
And so they can just lose that filter and stuff can... just come out. And he thought that he thought they were nice.
Yeah, that's right. I'm taking it. I'm taking that compliment.
Okay. I don't want to go too far down that because, wow.
You just
But he passed away, huh?
He did. Mr. Beal. Just a life
well
lived.
The Lord. He's all better. Thank you, Jesus, for that.
Just the, it's great. I mean, it's not great that he died.
It is for him.
The life,
that's
true.
It really is. He was, and even for his family, we're going to just be honest. You all know when someone is suffering and not well and the caregiving and all that, it is a time to grieve and to rejoice and all the things. And his family, you have to be really, you have to let yourself be okay with having even that sense of relief because you feel guilty about it. But there's nothing there's no reason to.
No.
It was a heavy burden and the Lord lifted it. And that's, in his timing. So, wow. Oh my goodness. Well, that makes me think a little bit about this past not this weekend, I think, but the weekend before, we were visiting my mother-in-law, and she lives in an assisted living, and she's got pretty decent dementia. For you know, yeah. It's gotten more and more and more over the last couple of years, and it's tough. It's tough for her because she's frustrated because she can't remember anything. Her brain just does not work. Her memory of anything is just gone. You repeat things over anyway. You know, it's common, and she wouldn't mind me sharing that. But one thing that we did, so we're kind of constantly, it's tough. It's tough to visit. It's tough for Tim. It's tough. It's good. Like, we like to, you know, we of course love to see her, and you know, she's such a blessing and all that kind of stuff. So, but we're always kind of trying to think of things to make the visit, to engage her in something, to be together, but not just sitting and talking about how her brain doesn't work and the frustration, you know, which she doesn't. Yeah. We do all, you know, we go in her apartment and she's got a cute little tiny apartment and we go through the mail and we look through stuff and we just chat. And, you know, we visit and all that. But then it's like at a certain point, it's the same conversation over and over and over again. So that's very hard. So the other week I was like, hey, I remember seeing a couple decks of cards there. When we were last there, she still had a few decks of cards, and she used to be a big card, but we used to play cards all the time. That was something whenever we went to Rolla or wherever, we'd play Liverpool Rummy is our card game. And she loved to play it and was good at it. She's a very good card player. And anyway, so it's a game. Anyway, so I was like, let's take those cards and let's go. There's a little room actually right close to her, just down the hallway. It's kind of like a common room, or like they call it a family room. So there's like couches and a TV, and there's kind of a bigger dining room table because her apartment's small. There's nowhere to play. You know, it's plenty comfortable for her. It's really cute, but there's no table to like play. And it's also good to just kind of get out. She gets out all the time of her apartment though. She's real good about it. But anyway, I was like, let's go in the family room there and let's play a round. So the way the card game works is you collect different things on different rounds and you go down and all this. So it's kind of complicated, but one of the rounds are just, you know, like the first round is you collect two books of cards. So it's two of the same sets of three of the same thing. So three twos or three fours or, you know, whatever, three of a kind. Like, so it's very, you know, the simplest. That's the simplest hand is just we're doing two books. And then there's another one that's three books. So I was like, let's see if we can play just that hand. We don't need to do the book and the run and switch it all up, but let's just play that because it's fun. So we did. We went in there and we saw the nurse and we sat around the table and I'll tell you what, it at first she, you know, needed, you know, she's like, you'll have to remind me, but I'm telling you, it was still in there.
Yeah.
She could do it. In fact, she beat us in the first round. We were very bitter. We were very upset. We were like, well, how do you? So we got to make fun. You know, we got to teach. It was a little bit of our old time together. Yeah. And so we did that a couple times. We did two books twice. And then we said we did three books once. So like, it just gave us something that we can just go down there with our little cards, something that she loves. She's like, this game was so fun. She's like, I remember this game is so fun. Yeah. And anyway, it was encouraging to us, you know, just again, to have something to be with and spend time that's focusing on something fun.
And she's at that really difficult stage where she knows enough that it's all frustrating.
Yes, it sucks.
You know, she's forgetting stuff, but she knows stuff. And that's that hard. Sometimes it's just easier when it's just gone, you know?
Because for her... Yeah, that's exactly where we are. So, and that's just heartbreaking to see because you would rather her just not know that she's struggling with it.
My dad's dad, my Papa Tom, was, you know, his mind went and, you know, he was on trains all the time. We could just like, you know, go on the train with him. What are we doing today? We're going on this trip. We're going wherever. You know, and for him, he was on the train.
Yeah.
You know, and we could just sit there and be on the train and just, you know, about the wherever his mind was taking us, that's where we would go. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but And that was okay, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But she's at that level of just being frustrated. That's a hard place.
It is. So. But anyway, I just was encouraging. I thought, you know, other people might be, I'm sure there's a lot of people in the same boat. And it's just easier to find something to go. You know, sometimes we'll take her to lunch, or like yesterday we went and did their chapel service with her. She had said the week before, she's like, hey, I'd love for you to come to chapel with me sometime. So yesterday, 2 p.m, you know, we went early and visited with her, but then we had somewhere to go. We got to sit with her and do her chapel service together. Yeah. So it just puts the focus on something together that you're experiencing together, because everything's in the moment.
Instead of trying to remember what
you
was.
You can't remember you can't really think about the future. It's very present focused. So that's been great. So we're getting there, finding good things like that to do. So
good.
I'll take any suggestions from anyone out there who's dealt with that as well. So, I will tell you one thing.
Caregiving is hard.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said caregiving is just hard. No matter what stage or place that it is,
that's exactly right. But it's good. You know, it's a blessing, and you want to, you know, we know that God's timing and God's plan are great. We just want for that loved one to not suffer. That's what, you know.
If you know somebody that's, you know, caregiving, that's, you know, hey, send them a card. Tell them you're praying for them. Anything, just that somebody understands that this is really hard phase of life right now. Right. This is it will stretch you as far as you can be stretched until you think you're going to snap, and then somebody needs to stretch you a little more. So just knowing people understand that.
Yeah, that you're not the only one that's gone through that or is going through that, that they made it through, they'll make it through. You know, and God uses it, you know, it's not, you know, it's hard, but it's not wasted time. Nothing is wasted in God's economy. Right. So it's for my good, and it's for her good, and it's and for his good. So anyway, I was going to say you know, right now in St. Louis, if you are driving in St. Louis on the roads, you just are taking your life in your hands. You're just taking your life in your hands because of the pothole situation. That's all I'm going to say.
I thought you were going to say I thought it was going to be raining there. We are supposed to tomorrow get 6 inches of rain.
Yeah. Now, we're supposed to get snow later in the week. So
I don't know how quickly that's going to,
Yeah,
6 inches is a lot.
Oh,
I don't know
how
quickly that's going to fall, or if it's spaced out, or if it's
right.
And I know they have
opened.
You
guys have struggled with flooding in February.
Yeah. Well, they've already opened the dams along the Tennessee River because the whole area is going to be getting a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. And so, but I'm not worried about the river flooding. It's been down enough. We'll see some moderate flooding. I mean, we always do. That's just, you know, part of
when it's that fast in spring. Yeah.
When it, you know, we've had times where we've had some historical flooding that gets really bad. So, but with that much rain, I mean, we've got a lot of creeks around here. It just pools on the road real quickly. And so, you know, 6 inches of rain is a lot in one day.
That's no joke.
And then it's going to keep raining. I mean, it's not so much throughout, you know, as far as one day, but every day this week, I think it's raining.
Oh, wow.
But tomorrow's supposed to be.
It's February.
Really
you guys, I'm not one to really, I try not to complain about the months and the weather and the things we're in, because what's the point? It's kind of like your grandma said, you can laugh, you can cry, you can find good or bad. But I will say February is a rough one. It's the roughest one. Thank God it's the shortest. Every year I go, I'm like, it's when my yard looks the absolute worst, because it's just a big mud pit. It's just a big cold mud pit is all I think of in February in my my backyard. I look at my window and I'm like, well, there's a big old frozen cold mud pit out there. And it's just
wrestle in it. We can go wrestle.
We can go. It's frozen. You'd cut yourself on the ice. I mean, it's just, you know, and the leftover leaves are just kind of stuck in the ground. It's just the worst.
Yeah.
But anyway. <Yes. laughs> I hope we get a little. I think we're supposed to get a little bit of snow on Wednesday, so we'll see. But that helps a little bit. But yeah, but right now I'm telling you the roads though, because we had such cold and we had the ice and the freezing and you know, you probably don't know because it, but you know the roads every spring just absolutely after the winter they're just decimated. All the patching they do, you know, that then they patch all the stuff just pops out because it's just. The water and the freezing and it pops out. So literally like if you, and it's, you know, I'm telling you, it's like it's like a survival game. Cause like, A, you go to change lanes. Cause it's a lot in that for some reason it's in those lane lines. A lot of times, like there's the whole lane line is like just holes. So you have to like plan when you're gonna change lanes, but then all of a sudden you're driving along and you can't change lanes. And there's a big old, like I've had to miss some, like deep holes. I'm like, that would have wrecked something. So people are like, you gotta make sure you give people a little room.
Gosh.
And all our tires are low pressure because it's cold. So they've all, you know, the pressure's not right on tires. Yeah. We're driving around on these potholes.
Oh gosh.
The disaster. So far so good, but I'm telling you, it's a little nerve wracking. It's a little nerve wracking.
I guess so. Yeah. There's a difference between the north and the south.
Yeah, right there. This is the season where our roads are just. Ooh, I'm like, when are they going to invent? This is what I've always, I've talked to my husband about this because he's in the transportation industry, and I'm like, when are they going to invent something to make the roads out of that doesn't chip off or you know, like, come on, sciencey people, like, and that's what asphalt is better than.
Yeah.
You know, other things or whatever. And then he starts to explain it to me and I don't even want to hear it. So I don't pay attention. And I'm just.
It's wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. I'm like, wah, 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 wah. What? I'm like, just Charlie invent Brown's something.
Teacher. Yep. Yep.
Invent like some kind of like plastic, you know, like use all that recycled plastic and I don't know, but something really durable that's not going to like chip out and make holes, people. All right. Get on that, Elon. Whoever, all the smart people. Yeah, so that's that. Other than that, oh, I did have fun, a little story. So I was talking to Hudson. This was after his second week or so of class. So he's down there doing welding in Chattanooga and is really liking it.
Good.
He's really liking it. And which we're just so, it's just so awesome. I'm so proud of him. And but Hudson, man, he just always has he meets people. He doesn't meet you know, he's got that Broyles, you know.
Never meet a stranger.
Never meet a stranger. Yeah. But he's not super outgoing about it, but he's just a likable guy. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So a couple weeks into his class and we were just talking how's it going? How's class going? And he's like, good, good. He's like, oh, there's this one guy in my class. And he said, he's in the little stall booth next. They have booths. They work in like a little booth or whatever. In their little work area. And he's like, yeah, he was there. And me and another guy, I noticed he went there for a couple of days. So I said something me and another guy were talking about it. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen him for a while. And this other guy's like, oh yeah, he's in jail. He shot somebody.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Well, I'm like, oh,
okay.
Okay. And he's like, yeah, he was a real nice guy, too. I'm like, I'm glad you didn't make him mad. I'm glad you were friendly.
Yep.
Let me tell you, you know, we laugh. And you know, anyone who knows us and, you know, we love, you know, the people that go into the trades and all that kind of stuff. Man, you know, they're awesome. And we are proud as punch that's what HUD is looking at doing. But, you know, there's a... There's a bigger variety of the folk that go into those that start to attend that school. It's not Belmont freshman class. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
So, and from a wide variety, some are older and younger and all the things. Yeah. And usually because it's about a 3-semester program. So usually the people you'll be in class with people from in all different parts of the program, you know, it just depends on where they are. But, you know, a lot of times by the time they're in the second or third semester, those are the people that are going to really stick with it. Whereas sometimes some of the first semester folk can be a little like, We don't know. We don't know. I'm sure if they're going to make it. So bless this guy. He didn't quite, you know, anyway, goodness. That's neither here nor there. But I'm like, HUD,
there. Awesome. I will say this. There was a big old fight at school last week. And one of the girls was in my class. And this happened like at 7:10 in the morning. Something, I mean, teachers weren't even there yet.
That's too early to be fighting. Yeah. Come on, people. So we're not even awake yet.
But in my class, this girl is, I mean, she's always been very kind, very sweet, very respectful to me. Very, you know, she's been fine in my class.
Yeah.
But I'm telling
you,
she
set her off.
Yeah. She, it was really bad. I mean, it was a bad, bad, like legal issue.
Enough said.
It's like,
we don't say anymore because we don't want to get in anybody's business. Yeah. But so, well, maybe she can go to welding school.
She can be in Hudson's class.
Always a welder. But he was so funny. What's funny about it is he's so matter of fact about it. And he's always just like, and he shot someone. Yeah. So he's in the jail. I'm like, okay. He's like, he was real nice. I'm like, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Good. He probably was. He probably was.
So, right there with him. She was real nice.
Probably.
Anyway.
Yeah. So there you go. That was that. What else you got going on?
I'm just looking at my calendar from when we were there. I've had parent-teacher conference.
Oh, how'd that go?
And,
is that good? Decent?
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of parents that show up, you know?
Yeah.
And I get that, especially in high school. It's, well, one, they can see their grades on the computer. Right. So it's not like, you know,
they know what's going on if they want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but being CTE, you know, if I'm going to go to high school, I'm going to hit my kids' academic classes first.
And it's a tight schedule to get into all those teachers, too, I'm sure.
Right.
So, So, they're probably not going to PE. They're probably not going to, you know, just because you can't do it all.
So, I had about five show up.
Okay.
You know, high school, they don't normally, you know, everybody usually goes to elementary parent-teacher conference.
Sure, sure.
But by the time you get to high school, they're a little more hands off than
And again, like you said, that you can see the kids' grades. So even if they're not if you can see what's going on, if you have an issue and need to come in or want to, you know, the teachers are available. So that's good.
So I made a grave mistake though. Mm-hmm. I gave my culinary 3 and 4 a practice serve safe manager exam with 85 questions on it.
Ooh.
Which it's when I was out sick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I needed them to
have something to do. Yeah. And it's good to practice that. Yeah.
The bad thing is that I had to grade 60, 85 question test.
Joni, you didn't think that through, honey.
I did not think that through.
Did not think that through.
But it was good. There were a lot of questions that, you know, and we talked about it today because they just did not make very good grades on it.
Okay. Well, now you know where they are.
But I did tell him, I said, look, a lot of you have your headphones in. A lot of you are on your phones when I'm talking. And I did this on purpose because you did great. Y'all did great on your safe food handler test. But on this manager's test, almost all of you, you know, I had like maybe 3 A's on that test. And you need to see that you don't know it all.
Right.
And need to see that this is, you know, this is difficult. This is
it's going to be like to take this. Yeah. That's a good eye opener.
And we could go in and talk about, you know, just the different things. I'm not crazy about a lot of their questions. Sometimes they, you know, if you are serving, you know, raw or undercooked, you know, a recipe, or you're serving what kind of eggs should you use in this, you know, basically like poached eggs, you know,
Well, in like a cooking, they didn't phrase
it was
right.
Like, no,
what
the
kind
phrasing
of egg?
Was, but, well, it was hard boiled. Would you use, but they've already told you undercooked or raw in a nursing home. And I'm like, okay guys, so this question right here, you're not going to be, if you were in a nursing home, you're not going to be serving raw or undercooked. And the answer was pasteurized eggs.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Still, I was like, when it said what kind of egg, I'm like, yeah, but I mean,
pasteurized was an answer. Pasteurized, you know, whatever, okay, soft boiled. Right. But I'm like, in a nursing home.
Right. You're not, that's you are
not going to be served. That's not going to be. So no. I don't like this question. Right.
I guess it's it's a knowledge thing. I mean, I guess it's still.
So, I would have been tempted to skip over, had I been a student, the raw and undercooked and put hard-boiled eggs on my answer as my answer.
Right.
Instead of pasteurized, because you're not supposed to. Anyway.
Yeah, no. It's almost like you want to count that right, just to be like, right. Yeah, but it's not right for the test. It's not
right. Yeah.
But now they know. But see, even them having them do that practice, you can kind of catch some of those trick ones with them and go, this right. is kind of, you know, yeah. just be aware and explain it. Now yeah. they've learned that. And then right. that's great. Yeah. So, oh my goodness. I wonder how I'd probably fail that whole thing for sure. Oh my gosh.
It was, it is very in depth and a lot of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of cooking, I did a little project. I didn't cook anything, but a couple weeks ago, finally organized. You know how you clip out. Well, we used to clip out and tear out recipes out of magazines, you know, back in the day. Right, I know some of you all are like, what? But back in the day, that's, you know, but now we print them off from the computer. So same thing. You have these sheets of, you know, and I've had a pile, you know, this thick on top of my little recipe box that I have my cards in that I've done all nice and have my cards, but I just have this pile that's forever. And I've been like, I got to organize that into a notebook. So I finally got a big old notebook, Joni. This is nothing like life, you know, shattering, but I got a big old notebook and I got my tabs and I organized. I put them in, sheet protectors. So yeah. all my big pages, and I did front and back, like I could usually get two per thing, but if you have something on the back, you can't. And I put them in their little categories. So now instead of that big old pile, I've got my thing and I can just take it out and I can stick it in. I felt very accomplished that, you know, it's the little things, guys.
It is
the little things. Was that the most important thing I needed to do? Probably not, but I am reorganizing my studio and my office and all that. And these were just in there in a big pile. And I was like, I can just take care of that.
That's right.
So I got my own recipe binder. I feel like a professional like you. I was very accomplished. Telling you, it felt great. So I got that done. I also have new shelves for my studio for my inventory stuff all finally came this week and I got them all put together and it's life-changing. It's a game changer. I've been up to my eyeballs. I can organize my all my inventory. It's looking so much better. I moved that bed out of the studio. Have you ever been in there? I'm not sure that you've been in there. You probably weren't there last time because the curtains, I closed the curtains because it was a pit of despair during the wedding / career. I mean, I'm not even playing everything, which was such a blessing because I just had a room to put it. I was just like, I'm going to put it in there and I'm going to shut those curtains. I'm not even going to look in there.
Yeah.
But it was bad. But we had a twin bed, kind of like really, it's been in there the whole time since we added on pretty much. But, you know, it was a good grandparent bed. Like when Susan would come up or when, you know, if my dad needed to stay over, when the kids were all home, you know, or like girlfriends or boyfriends or spending evening, you know, it was a really good spot. But now with them all gone and all that, I'm just like, I don't need this bed in here. I need shelves on all these walls. Mm-hmm. So I took that out and I got shelves and it's amazing. But my back hurts from lifting stuff up. So
bless it.
I know. But I'm so happy because it's so much better. So, Valentine's is coming up. Do you have anything going on for Valentine's at school or at home or anything? No. Y'all do anything special?
No.
That's good. No. I mean, I know that sounds bad, but that's that's good.
Not that John Garrett is coming up. He and Ashlyn have a date Saturday night. Friday night. And then I said, and he was going to spend the weekend, and I said, hey, is Ashlyn going to come up here with you Friday night after your date, or is she coming Saturday? Because she usually will come and spend the weekend with us, you know.
Right.
He was like, I don't know. He said, I think I'm leaving Saturday because I've got a big test Monday.
Oh, okay.
So Shame on you, Professor. I'm just going to say that.
No,
these Valentine's children
need to have their Valentine dates.
So, it may be some preventing some things. Anyway,
okay, carry on.
So I don't know because I thought, well, I've got a cheesecake in the freezer, and I thought I could cook a nice dinner Saturday night while they're both here. Oh. And anyway.
But he's
I don't
maybe going to go. So, well, anyway, nothing.
Yeah.
You just play it by ear.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So, well, I don't have anything else of urgent importance. So are you ready to do your recipe?
I am.
Or did you have anything else that you wanted to discuss with us?
Okay. I don't. Some of it is going to come up in my top three, though.
Oh.
But, okay. So normally around this time, we are also celebrating Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. It's a little later. It's going to be in March this year, but I thought I'd start heading that direction, especially since the Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
That's right. It was kind of Mardi Gras themed a little bit.
That's right. So I have a recipe here that is a jambalaya fried chicken pasta. It's a little different spin on that.
Okay.
All right. So you've got a pound of pasta. Just pick whatever noodle. I wouldn't do spaghetti or things like that.
Right. Like a noodle, sort of like a pasta noodle. Not a long stringy. Okay.
Right. You'll need some olive oil. You need a pound of peeled and deveined large shrimp. You need 2 tablespoons and 1 teaspoon of Cajun seasoning. You might as well just do 3 tablespoons.
And so, use like Tony's, or is that what you mean? Like we would use Tony's. That's what they all use
there's
down there.
Cajun, but, yeah, Tony's. But there's Cajun seasoning. Like you can look in your spices. And
there's a Cajun seasoning.
Cajun seasoning. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Then you need 3 pounds of smoked sausage, 1/2 cup of a yellow onion, chopped yellow onion, 1/2 cup of a chopped green pepper, and 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, just going to be about 2 cloves. Mm-hmm. And you need 1/2 cup of chicken broth, 1 can of diced tomatoes with their juice, 1 tablespoon of fresh thyme, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, 6 cups of chopped fried chicken pieces.
6 cups?
6 cups. It would equal out if you just go and like buy chicken tenders. It's going to be
fried chicken pieces. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
You can make your own fried chicken or you can, you know,
just go get tenders from
wherever and it'll equal out to about 6 chicken tenders.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 tablespoons of fresh basil and 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
All right, Jerry. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and cook your pasta in your boiling water and add a little bit of salt there, just, you know, whatever, until it's al dente.
Al dente.
And then al dente. Drain your pasta, but before you drain it, reserve 1 cup of the pasta water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you may need it. All right. So in a large skillet over about medium heat, heat 1 tablespoon of your olive oil and swirl it around, get your pan coated, and then mix your shrimp with 2 tablespoons of the Cajun seasoning and add the shrimp to the hot oil and cook for 1 minute per side, just turning it once until it is opaque and slightly firm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to remove that from the pan.
Don't overcook your shrimp. They'll get chewy.
No. Right. So now you've got your shrimp set aside. You've got your pasta set aside. Okay. Then add your remaining tablespoon to the pan and then add your sausage, onion, bell pepper, and saute.
The remaining tablespoon of what?
Of olive oil. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Of olive oil.
All right. Gotcha.
And then add your sausage, onion, and bell peppers and saute it until the sausage is kind of caramelized. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of gets that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The onion is translucent. Your peppers are going to be kind of tender. And then add your garlic and saute it for a few seconds. Remember, garlic burns really easily. So you don't want to put it in too early.
You always do it last when you're sautéing stuff. Yeah. You just throw it in because it just takes about 30 seconds to a minute and it's done.
Right. Yeah. And then add your chicken broth and scrape down, you know, the bottom of the pan and get those good brown bits up.
Get the bits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then add your tomatoes, thyme, and your remaining teaspoon of Cajun seasoning. Cook that for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Then you're going to stir in your heavy cream and then add back in the shrimp and the pasta and your reserved pasta water there. And then cook it until your sauce is thickened. It'll take it about 15 minutes to do that. Mm-hmm. And then remove that from the heat and add your fried chicken pieces, your basil, and your Parmesan. Toss to combine.
That's very unusual. Like I've never heard a recipe like with that kind of combination with the chicken and stuff. I bet that's really good.
Mm. I just thought it was very different.
It is different with pasta.
Take
instead of rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that's going to be real good. Sounds like it would serve a crowd. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. So, thank you. What's it called again?
It is jambalaya fried chicken pasta. Jambalaya
fried chicken pasta. Excellent. All right. We look forward to trying that. Are you ready for your top three?
Top three.
I am ready for my top three.
Okay, so what you got?
Got to get my glasses on to see. So I'm going to give, so you parents of young children, I'm going to give you a couple of ideas.
Oh.
We have a little girl, Lainey, you've probably heard me talk about, that loves Mr. Ron in our church, and she just had her tonsils out.
Oh, bless her.
And Lainey is a live wire. She and Mr. Ron get along real good for a reason.
You're like, Ron, why don't you go play over at Lainey's house?
So Ron called. She was going, I'd forgotten what day it was. I think Friday. She had him out Friday. Oh. And so Thursday night, Ronnie called her. And I'd already bought some stuff because Lainey's going to have a hard time being still, but she's very crafty, you know. Okay. So I had bought some stuff to make a little basket to take over, but I had a little teddy bear in there. And when Ron called her Thursday night or called her mom Thursday night, and then he talked to Lainey, and Lainey said, Mr. Ron, I'm scared. Well, that just, you know, broke him. And so I said, let's go take her that teddy bear and she can take that with her to, you know, to the doctor. And so we went over there and she, you know, and gave her the bear. She just hugged Mr. Ron. But in her crafts thing, we took it over Saturday. And of course, we had to stay. She wanted us to stay and build some stuff.
Oh,
these things I found were pretty awesome.
Ooh.
So this one, hang on, let me click on it. It is like it's paper plates that you can make. It's got all the pieces there, and you can make monkeys and panda bears and ladybugs.
Oh,
it was so great. But it's called Paper Plate Art Kits.
Oh my goodness, how cute.
And it was great. I mean, it's so cute. And so we did that. And then the other one, hang on, I got her several things, but this was great right here. This is it's Kula Animal Felt Craft Kit for kids.
Ooh.
And so it's got a little wooden dowel that fits down in a little wooden round thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you just build it up and they've got a little felt, everything's cut out. It's got little felt feet and arms. But the middle of it is like a round circle and it's already cut for you. Mm-hmm. And then you take each little piece and you put it on the dowel so that their middle is just round and puffy, you know, it's so cute. Blue on the eyes and all of that stuff.
Who says this just for kids? What do you mean?
I know. It's chubby, for children. It's a chubby animal craft.
That sounds adorable.
Chubby animal felt craft kit.
These are really fun little, I'm glad you're saying, well, I guess by the time people hear this, I always forget it'll be Thursday, but Valentine's is on Friday. But so I guess if you can't get it before, but that, what a cute little, or for someone's Easter basket or something.
Yes.
Like what a cute, so it's not all just candy and all that, but that sounds amazing. Okay.
And then we were there for a long time.
I bet you had to make your chubby felt animals.
And then there is a hand puppet making kit.
Oh my gosh.
And they already have the little, you know, puppet things mm-hmm. cut out where you mm-hmm. put your hand up. And then you glue on just, you know, pom-poms and googly eyes
okay.
and arms and tails and all kinds of stuff.
How hard was it to get Ron to put that down and leave the hand puppets? It was pretty hard.
At some point, I had to say, we need to go.
Those are for the children, yes. Ron.
But listen, but
because I imagine the voices, I'm sure he had voices going.
Yeah.
And a whole show happening.
He did. He did. And I'll give you a little bonus one here while I'm on it.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, there was a book that I loved and I made my mother, read it over and over and over and over. It's called Robert the Rose Horse. Y'all, it's a fantastic book. I mean, it's old school, you know, mm-hmm, it's an old school mm-hmm. book, but the story behind it, Robert is allergic to roses.
Oh.
And he has like big damaging sneezes.
Oh.
Like carts go up and pigs fall down and all this, you know.
Okay.
Whatever. But it's yeah. so great. The cadence of it is so great because,
uh-huh.
and Ron was reading it to her, but it's, his eyes begin to itch and his nose begin to itch. And then, you know, you just yell. Of course, she couldn't yell, but Ron would.
No, but Ron did it. Yeah.
Having, yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, all the voices there.
Oh.
But,
yeah.
Robert the Rose Horse.
That's precious.
Great Aww. Book. Yeah.
Aww. Well, bless little Lainey. Bless her heart. Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. I love all that. Those ideas. I want to go make them right now.
They're great. They're great. I could have stayed there and like, okay, I was trying not to do them all.
Right.
She's like, I want you to do the elephant. And I was like, can I do the monkey too? You
know? Yeah. Can I do the monkey?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe it'll keep her busy for a little.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Was that your top three? All three of those?
All three of those. Those
that
three.
You cheated like a
Why?
Mother.
Why? Those are three things.
You cheated.
And I gave you a bonus, Robert the Rose Horse. That's four.
Guys, how do you feel about this? Are we going to let her get away with this? I think we will. I don't think we have a choice.
God, so. Those are three things.
I thought those was one, I think.
Oh. All right. No, they're three right. things.
That's
it's
fair.
It's three different. Look, it is three separate orders.
I understand.
It is not.
She's showing me her phone, y'all. Look, looky here.
Three. I also three got orders. A Bluey sticker book. We could throw that in.
Oh.
Imagination Works paint with water books for kids. You know, that's where your paint is already
in. Yes, that's fun.
Yes.
Man, you really did it. Those are some good old school things.
Yes.
Did you get her a box of 64 color crayons with a sharpener on the back?
She already had that, but I almost did.
Yeah.
I figured
you never
she
have
had
too
it.
Many fresh crayons.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, there's
God.
Nothing like a new box of crayons.
No. It was the height, one of the heights of all joy for me as an elementary school kid. And I always got the big one because my parents were awesome.
Yes.
And you have to have all the colors, as many colors as you can. How are we supposed to do any kind of coloring? Mm-hmm. You know, even for school, they're like, here, you know, get a 12 box of, or 8 box of crayons. I'm like, what?
Eight crayons.
What are you talking about?
You can't do anything with 8 crayons.
I don't have cerulean in there. I'm not going to have burnt umber in a box with 8 crayons.
Periwinkle. You got to have
There's periwinkle. No periwinkle. So I was like, nope.
Maize. Remember maize? Maize was in there.
Oh, yes.
And bird egg blue.
Robin's egg blue or bird
Robin's
egg?
Robin's egg. I don't know. Maybe it's Robin's egg
I don't
blue.
Remember that. But I don't know. Think,
yeah, that was fun.
Okay. I just, you have to have all, and even that, of course, is not all the colors.
Salamander.
Salamander? That's not a that color.
Was, it was. It was
no,
there,
it wasn't.
It was a pink. Yeah, it was. Uh-huh.
Salamander pink?
Salamander was a
I
pink.
I think you might be right. It's kind of coming, I'm kind of seeing the color in my head. Mm-hmm. Why was that called salamander?
I don't know, but it was salamander.
All right, whatever. Apparently we... Is it like the underside of the salamander?
I don't know.
Because it's kind of a dark peachy pink, right? Kind of a dark. Yeah. I think you're right. I got to look that up. Salamander pink. What in the world? All right. Crisis. I have to go research my colors. Oh, it was
They discontinued some of them and I got real salty about it.
Yeah, I think I do remember. Yeah, like late elementary, I kind of remember it changed up. Maybe into more like junior high or something. It kind of changed
up. This is where we named Phyllis Garrett. I can guarantee you Phyllis Garrett would know all the colors.
I know. She could probably name all 64. I know. I love it so much. I loved it so much. So
I'm looking it up. Discontinued.
Okay. Well, I need to look. No, I just was. I need to look up salamander pink. I got to see if that's a thing or if we were just brainwashed into thinking that was a thing. Because when you think of a salamander, hang on. We're looking it up, guys. Mander pink. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Here's what's been retired.
There is a pink salamander.
Yeah. Told you.
But where's the crayon color of it? Now they're just showing me these freaky pale pink albino salamanders.
Oh, wait, here's what's been crayon. Retired.
Okay.
Dandelion.
Oh, I love dandelion.
Lizard blue, magic mint, mulberry, orange red, violet blue.
You can't cancel orange red. That's very important yellow. To have the in-between colors to make your perfect spectrum. Yeah.
Raw umber.
Oh, I loved raw umber. Oh,
blue gray. That was a good color,
that
too.
That was a great color.
Why did they
color?
Retire blue gray?
Oh, there is salamander. Oh, no, it's not salamander, you idiot. It was salmon. It was salmon.
It was salamander.
No, I was going to say, I remembered like a fish one. Okay. I'm like, what? It should be a fish. Oh, gosh. Okay, we're idiots. All right, we take it back. Go ahead. There's no salamander. It's salmon. I'm picturing a salmon pink. I'm like, why is that salamander? Golly.
Green, blue, maize, orange, yellow, and teal blue.
Teal was my favorite.
Yes.
They can't take teal. But they just replaced it with something and called it something else, right? It's just kind of they changed the name. I feel like they just...
I don't know.
Teal blue was my favorite color.
I know. It was great.
Carnation pink, that's a good one. Yeah, it's salmon. You're an idiot. Gosh. It's like, what are you talking about?
Okay. I don't know. It's been a long time.
It threw me off. I'm like, I don't remember salamander
pink. I swear there's a salamander. Hey, maybe it's not pink. Did you look and see?
No. I just looked for salamander pink colored crayon. Ooh, what is the rarest crayon color? Torch red. What? Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, I see where the discontinue. I'm salty. They discontinued teal blue. What are you talking about? I do remember they did change flesh to peach, which that's fair. Yeah. Oh, I wanted that skin tone. We of course didn't have that back in the day, but now you go and there's that like skin tone box that's just all the different. Oh, I would have been in paradise. All right, okay. They didn't come to hear about this crayon situation, but it was very important. Your crayons, and then when you got into your Crayola markers, you were a whole nother.
Yes. Yeah,
not as many colors. I mean, unless you had the big old, but that was a whole nother level of. And if you had the scented ones, you were queen of the world. So. That's why we all have our endocrine disrupted and all that kind of stuff, because we were sniffing markers we were huffing markers and stickers for like a couple years.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, probably. All right, guys.
That grape one.
Yeah. The strawberry and the lemon.
The grape is what I can really smell right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that and then eating like the lip smackers, like basically, and those tubes of the root beer. Lip balm.
You put them
I
on
swear,
your lips and they just lick them off.
I swear I ate a whole tube of that. There was a Dr. Pepper one and a root beer one. And I swear I ate the whole tube. I remember sitting in my room just eating it.
I'd kiss my own self.
Anyway, no wonder we're all messed up. So, okay. Until next week, guys. Thanks so much for being here. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a good Valentine's and, do something fun or whatever. Have a little cup of tea or... whatever you feel like doing. But until then, we'll talk to you next.
If you have to kiss your own self, go get some of that balm for Valentine's.
Make sure you get the root beer. The
flavored root beer balm.
Until next week. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
you're an idiot. Salamander pink. I couldn't get over it.
Salamander.
Like, what are you talking about? I knew it was wrong, but I'm like, I was thinking of a fish and I couldn't think of that color. That's a pink. That's like an animal and it's not a flamingo, but it's a fish and it's cause it's salmon.
I would have sworn it was salamander.
No, and I'm looking it up like an idiot.